Jesse Stewart here from the KGLO Farm Desk with a spring planting report. Joining me now on the phone is Matt Hardy, agronomist with Landis Cooperative. And Matt, talk to me a little bit about what you've been seeing in the fields here the past few days. Talking with producers, maybe, what's the latest? What's the activity we're seeing out in the fields?
Well, we came quickly out of winter-like conditions about 10 days ago to very favorable, warm, dry conditions in the field, and farmers took advantage pretty quickly. We're seeing corn go on the ground at a very rapid pace. As of today, I'd say that we're close to probably half planted for corn in this geographic area.
Now, talk to me a little bit. I believe you're in the Bradford area, correct? Is that, you know, kind of, are you hearing that from producers mainly just around that area or throughout North Iowa?
No, that's pretty common throughout North Iowa. You know, maybe there's some pockets here or there that are a little bit behind, but all in all, people have been very aggressive with planting the last few days.
Now, I know we're seeing some on and off chances for rain showers here this week that might slow up planting just a little bit. Do you have any thoughts or tips for producers during these couple of days if they have a rain shower that kind of slows them down a little bit? Is there anything they could be doing to keep things going and moving forward so they can get back out in the field?
Sure. Well, I think number one is get a little rest in here after this mad race here. But then two, just go back and check over your planter and make sure that everything's mechanically operating correctly. Perhaps go out in the field and do a few digs, make sure everything that you planted was planted at the proper depth. It's really critical that we, you know, get a picket fence stand out in the field. Every plant look like the next and emerge at the same time. So possibly identifying some trouble spots that you might have overlooked while planting would be good to go back and service those now.
If we can get a couple dry days in, do you think it'll only take a matter of maybe a week or so to get even closer to finishing up corn planting for this season? What do you think our timeline's looking like if we get some dry days?
Well, certainly. You know, I kind of see how this weather plays out over the next few days, whether we get, you know, like measurable rain or not. But if not, I would anticipate corn will be wrapping up here probably by the 1st of May if weather permits. And there's already discussions with guys on getting in and starting to plant beans already.
Yeah, talk about beans just briefly. Obviously, that's usually what we see a little bit later on into the spring. But do you think the chances are good we'll see some beans get in the ground maybe a little earlier than we normally would?
Oh, definitely. You know, our Landis Cooperative research has suggested that planting soybeans early versus later on will give you the best yield advantage. In our research last year, we had planting dates from May 1st through June 1st, and the planting dates planned on May 1st out-yielded the other by 10.8 bushels. So we would recommend, if field conditions are favorable, let's get after it and plant beans.
Well, Matt, before I let you go on the spring planting report, anything else you could think of that you would like to share with us?
Well, I guess, you know, really the primary is just to make sure everybody's being safe out there, whether you're involved in agriculture or not. There's a lot of big machinery moving around out in the countryside. Be mindful in cars to watch out for heavy equipment. And folks working on the farm, just take your time and think about what you're doing. You know, we're at a good pace right now for planting. You have plenty of time to get things done in, so I just encourage people to be safe out there.
I would echo that sentiment. With that, Matt Hardy, agronomist with Landis Cooperative, thanks for your time on this spring planting report.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.